Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Kura Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome to Pause and Listen. Really excited to be here today. This is Peter Brown. I'm owner and founder of Kura Veterinary. We have an amazing group of veterinary clinics across the Puget Sound area. And I'm here today with two very special people, a passionate pet owner, Marina Rockinger.
Hi, Peter. This is your second show.
I know. It's the second show. I feel like a pro now.
Right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Good job.
And also, today I brought on a very close friend of mine, mm-hmm. Rachel Loesch, who's a veterinarian at our Fremont Animal Hospital location.
I'm Rachel. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. And I've been working with Rachel now for a few years, and I thought it would be fun to bring her on. And as we focus today on talking mm-hmm. about the great, beautiful Pacific Northwest in the summertime and how can we get out there and enjoy this experience with our pets.
Absolutely. And Rachel, I just want to mention, I notice that you're in your scrubs. You're in your... You're in your Dr. Rachel outfit today. So thanks for coming in and looking like a pro. Peter likes to just wear t-shirts and shorts and jeans and stuff. So I don't know, Peter, are you like...
She does the real work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I get asked all the time, are you a real veterinarian?
Are you actually a veterinarian?
Yeah. I just play one on TV.
No, you're an actual vet. And my understanding is you're pretty good at it. So
he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right on.
I really enjoyed our first show as we talked about 4th of July.
Fun. And you had some good advice about that. So people can always go to your website, right, for that kind of information anytime they're kind of concerned about maybe some pet behavioral things?
Correct. Yeah. So you can go to caraveterinary.com. So that's C-A-R-A veterinary.com. And we have a landing page there called Pause and Listen.
Nice.
The name of the show, right?
Yeah.
And one, we'll have recordings of all of our previous shows are on there. In addition to that, we have a form for submitting questions. If there's some burning question mm-hmm. you have about your pet. I'm sure that with your German Shepherds, Marina, you have some really interesting questions.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hesitate to submit them, and we can address those specifically for you at future shows.
What's that email again?
So the email is pause, P-A-W-S, mm-hmm. at caraveterinary.com.
Right on.
Yeah, so look forward to hearing that. So I've been doing great, Marina. How have you been? How'd your guys do during the 4th of July?
Yeah, so one tends to bark a whole lot, so uh-huh. that one barks during, and then the other just kind of mellows out and goes to sleep. So they did fine. Yeah. They usually do.
Yeah. Rachel, before we get kicked in with summer tips, how do your dogs do for...
And what
for
do you have? What kind of dogs do you have?
I've got mutts. I love little mutts. Yeah,
love
they're
mutts.
Shelter dogs. They do great, actually. So they don't mind the fireworks at all. They just kind of chill out. Sometimes if it's really close, they get a little unsure. Mm-hmm. But we play some music. We give them treats, and they do just fine. Luckily.
All the stuff that's Dr. good. Peter was mentioning before.
Yeah.
So how many do you have?
I've got two.
Nice.
Two dogs.
How old are they?
They are 10 and 12.
It's hard with mutts, though, because it's...
Yeah.
So our dogs are rescue as well. They're German Shepherds, but we always get them through a German Shepherd rescue. And most of the time, they have to guess the ages. So you guys, I know you have this special way of figuring it out, right?
Magic. It's magic.
Yeah. I'll go with magic. Sounds
we
good.
Ask the owner.
Yeah. How old do you think this dog is? I have no idea.
Have you notice they're always a little younger when they're being adopted?
Exactly. I know that's a trick. Yeah. That's okay, though. Yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So today's topic, so we're going to talk about all the fun things that Rachel, you like to do with your dogs out in the Northwest, things I love to do with my pets out here in the beautiful Northwest, and some tips, because there can be some challenges with mm-hmm. with this. So the first question that has come up a lot over the last few weeks to me, is it safe to take my dog to the dog park?
Yeah.
Definitely
a loaded question.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, when you're approached with that, Rachel, with a client that comes up to you, and how do you approach that question?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of start with it depends. You know, I think that dog parks can be really fun. You know, a lot of dogs get along well with other dogs. They can do that. But it's an unpredictable spot. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know how they're going to act. There's lots of risks of picking up infectious things. You know, it's like a daycare. Mm. Everybody touches everything. Everybody gets close to everybody. And so there's definitely things that I think are important to be aware of if you're going to do that kind of activity.
You know, Rachel, that actually, I never thought of that. You know, we always think of behavioral or aggression, or is that dog going to be nice to my dog? I think most of us don't think about or realize about infections or illness, or, you know, like how, like you were saying, at daycare, as kids pass colds to each other.
Yeah,
I guess we don't think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Pass respiratory things like that, like kennel cough, all of that.
Oh boy.
The other big thing is intestinal parasites. You know, everybody poops at the park, right?
And other dogs smell it or possibly eat it.
Yep, exactly. So easy to spread. And when one gets it, tons of them get it. So unfortunately, it can happen.
Yeah. So what are some things that myself as a pet owner could do ahead of time to maybe prepare my, because it is fun, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's also an amazing activity for myself,
yeah.
As well as I see the pure joy in my pet's eyes when they get there, right? It's,
yeah.
It's the kid playing in the playground, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are some things that maybe myself as a pet owner could do to prepare for going to the park?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the big things are having a socialized dog. You know, if your dog doesn't get along with other dogs or is scared of other dogs, the dog park's not going to be the right spot. You know, getting flooded by that's going to be hard on them. So doing, you know, socialization classes, training classes, all of that stuff so that your pet knows how to listen, knows how to socialize. Having a good recall so that your pet will come back to you is super helpful for being at the dog park.
I've seen many of those owners chasing their dogs down the road when they don't have
that
good recall.
You just hear people like yelling a name and wandering around hoping they find somebody. So
I saw a funny thing the other day came up and said, it's not a good idea to name your dog Shark and then go to the beach. So for that exact reason.
I like that. That's good.
It is good.
That's great. One thing I've always, when we're thinking of the behavior aspect, is I've also just some common sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you show up and there's obviously a lot of tension in the park, there's the one dog that's got everybody a little riled up and nervous. It's like, it's better to de-risk that situation.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the day.
Exactly.
Or maybe your dog's having a rough day too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my dog wakes up and I'm like, he's a little off,
yeah,
right? He's just having one of those days. We all have them.
Absolutely.
But being kind of aware of that and not forcing that issue can make a big difference onto that.
Yeah, it really can. And there are lots of other options for, you know, if that kind of day happens and they can't go, or if your dog just doesn't get along with tons of other dogs, there's something called Sniff Spot. You can pretty much rent. It's kind of like an Airbnb for your dogs. So you can rent somebody's yard or somebody's property. You can put, like, is it fenced in? Is it, you know, do they have water available? Do they have whatever? And so you can do something like that where you go with just a few friends, or you just go and your dog still gets the joy of being off leash and running like a nut. So
I have never heard of this.
It's
That's
pretty
amazing,
cool. Yeah,
especially for people that live in apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
It's a really nice option for when dog park isn't the right option, either that day or at all.
Rachel, I really appreciate this. It's so amazing when we think about all the health benefits and the mental benefits of our pets getting stimulated and the joy we can. And there are lots of options, right? And I think you brought that up very well. Sometimes that public dog park is not the right place for every dog and every moment. And I know there's times where I've showed up at our local park and it is bedlam there. And I think having those different options. But it is also important to remember our pets do need mental stimulation through this. So it's a really important subject. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but I do want to come back from break and really talk about some of these health issues. And you mentioned, you know, some respiratory issues as well as parasite issues. So we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Paws and Listen.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing delays on 405 northbound near Southeast 8th Street in Bellevue. An earlier collision block in the right shoulder there, causing delays of around 5 minutes. Things moving slowly from I-90 to Aquila to Bellevue on northbound 405, taking just under 20 minutes right now. Southbound 405, Bellevue to Tukwila, taking just over 20. Our next northwest traffic at 224, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission. Free delivery. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Call 833-SPA-SALE. Or visit Hot Tub and Swim SpaSale.com.
Lowe's believes in giving back to the communities they serve. That's why they're partnering once again with HGTV to honor people making a positive impact in their communities with a second season of HGTV's Build It Forward. Inspired by the Lowe's Hometowns Community Impact Program, hosts Tanya Nyack and Shane Duffy are traveling the country to surprise deserving community members with life-changing home renovations. Watch Build It Forward, all new Saturdays at 6, 5 Central, part of Rescue Saturdays on HGTV.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio, every Saturday from 2 to 3. And we're here today with Marina Rockinger.
Hello. Nice to be here with you.
And my co-host today, Rachel Loesch from Fremont Animal Hospital. My name's Peter Brown. I'm a veterinarian, even though Marina sometimes claims I'm not.
Well, I mean, I do tease you. I mean, look at the way you dress, Peter. I mean, come on. And I mean, at least Dr. Rachel over here is dressed in scrubs.
Well, she's much more professional than
that's
I
true.
Am. So,
that's
yeah.
true.
I promise I've seen him in scrubs.
Okay.
Yes. He's, he's still legit.
All right. I believe you then.
And we're here today talking about summer tips. And where we left going into the break was talking about the concerns of behavior issues sometimes at the dog park, but also the opportunity for our pets to have a lot of fun there. But one thing that Dr. Loesch had mentioned earlier during our conversations was about some of the health issues, specifically some respiratory issues. And Rachel, maybe you could expand on a little bit about, isn't kennel cough just in the kennel?
Yeah, what is kennel cough, first of all, for those of us that don't know?
So kennel cough is not just in the kennel. It's going to be something that's spread between dogs. They're going to spread it by, you know, nose-to-nose contact through whatever it is, saliva, sneezing, any of that stuff, coughing. And it can be with any dog that's with any other dog. So, you know, you get it certainly at the kennels or at boarding or grooming places. But the dog park, just playing with a neighbor's dog, any of those things can potentially spread that. And it's definitely something that, you know, a lot of times they can get over it. And we treat with antibiotics. We do whatever they need to kind of support them. But it can get more serious. You know, they can develop pneumonias and things like that. And so we always want to just be aware of it if your pet is coughing. If they're having illness, get them in to see the vet. It doesn't hurt. And if we need to do something more, we can. So
yeah, and it's tough because with a pet like a dog, you can't ask them.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to kind of read those things, notice those changes with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One point of you can ask them, Marina.
Well, you can't.
They just won't answer you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I think
it's really important.
I think all of us pet owners do talk to our dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
I certainly do. You know, I think the real briefly on this, but it's a combination of viruses and bacteria mm-hmm. that often go together that cause kennel cough. And we highly recommend that you keep up to date on the vaccines for it. Mm-hmm. The vaccines can be highly effective against most of the viruses and bacteria that cause kennel cough. And mm-hmm. so it's an annual vaccine. It does not have a long range protection onto there. And certainly talk to your veterinarian about what vaccines are best for your pet. But if you're out in anything public and you're out there even walking in the streets and you may come across another dog, kennel cough vaccines are important to do. And we certainly recommend doing that. And it doesn't eliminate the potential of them getting it, but it certainly decreases the likelihood and in most cases decreases the severity.
Yeah, and there's other vaccines out there too, because there are other diseases they're going to pick up from other dogs' poop and things like that at the park. Like parvo virus is a big one that we want everybody protected
and
from.
That one could be deadly, right?
Absolutely, parvo? Yeah. They can get really, really sick with that one. And so really just talking to your vet about your pet's lifestyle, what are the vaccines, but you know, we consider Bordetella, kennel cough, distemper parvo, rabies, all to be core vaccines in pretty much every area, I would say.
And that's yearly, you said, annual?
The Bordetella is annual. The other ones spread out a little bit just depending on how many they've gotten, if they've gotten boosters, things like that. So, but it's always best to just talk to your vet about what's best for your pet.
Right.
Yeah, and parvo is a very serious, deadly disease. Mm-hmm. When I graduated from vet school back in the early 90s, we didn't have a vaccine for it.
Oh, wow.
And we saw a lot of parvo cases.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was very devastating. Most of them were fatal, usually with puppies. And so it was a really devastating thing to go through. Yeah. Thankfully, with vaccines, the incidence has gone down dramatically. And we don't see very often with pets that are fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
So it's one of those vaccines that's been
amazing difference.
Oh, I can only imagine, especially for, you know, pet care professionals like yourselves and in the healthcare industry, being able to save an animal with a vaccine.
We are definitely all bleeding hearts, so it kills us to see them suffering or anything. So being able to do things to prevent that stuff is so important to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of prevention, parasites. You mentioned that earlier, and the Pacific Northwest is this hotbed for internal parasites, right? Yeah. We love this environment with all the moisture and the rain and the green and all of that. But what it also means is things grow really well, like worms.
Yep. And they
don't die. Internal parasites. And they don't die.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm from Wisconsin and everything froze for months.
Yes,
you know, everything dies. Not here. Year round, I feel like we see fleas and all the intestinal parasites all over the place.
Right. And it's, so I agree completely. So what advice can you give for pet owners for prevention of, you know, your hookworms, your roundworms, your whipworms that we see every day?
Yeah, I recommend preventatives year round. So my pets are on a heartworm preventative that also prevents intestinal parasites. And then they are on a flea and tick preventative. There's a couple products that do everything. There's some that you do separate products, but I keep my pets on it year round.
Are those pills or are they injections? What are they?
Yeah, most of them are pills, just a once a month kind of flavored tablet. So usually pets take them pretty easily and they're really, really great prevention, and they prevent a lot of diseases that can be deadly and really dangerous.
Right.
So it's definitely worth it.
Good to know. I didn't even realize. I don't think I even realized that maybe our pets should be on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll jump back in and talk about swimming and some of the dangers of the water out there. And I think it is important to remind ask your veterinarian about your pet's internal parasite prevention program. So once again, this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown with guest host Rachel Loesch today with us, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see some slowdowns on I-5 southbound entering Seattle. Those beginning at the Ship Canal Bridge and extending up to just north of Northgate. If you're driving southbound from Everett to Seattle, that's taking around 35 minutes. Northbound Seattle to Everett taking just under 30 right now. Over on 405 northbound near Southeast 8th in Bellevue, that earlier collision blocking the right shoulder has been cleared. Minor delays as things get moving once again. Our next Northwest traffic at 234, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. Team OK animalrescue.org.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I feel bad for the Johnson kids next door. Their parents just use their phone for home internet. So when everyone's online, it could be mad slow. Tom can barely play a full round of Horse Commander 3. Luckily, we get fast and reliable internet from Xfinity, so I can game while everyone's on with basically no interruptions.
Hey, Jess, can I, borrow some eggs?
You want a game here?
Please.
Now through September 21st, new customers can get started with 75 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $19.99 a month with a one-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service. Actual speeds vary.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. A child died in a head-on crash in Jefferson County. It happened yesterday on State Route 101 at Old Gardner Road. Troopers say the driver of the vehicle the child was in crossed into another lane and hit another vehicle. King County prosecutors have filed murder charges against a man in a deadly stabbing in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood.
First-degree murder charges were filed against Santa Cisse. Prosecutors say Cisse chased down a 45-year-old man and stabbed him 13 times in the back, neck, and chest in front of that 76 gas station on Broadway on July 4th. Cisse told police the victim had a knife and accused him of stealing his phone charger. He's behind bars on $2 million bail. He's due back in court later this month.
Como Forest Mary Nam. The federal government is assigning new resources to address the crisis of missing and murdered Native Americans, and one of the prosecutors will be dedicated full-time to Eastern Washington. Northwest News Radio's Carlene Johnson has more.
The top federal prosecutor in the Eastern District of Washington announced the program last week, telling the spokesman review her office was thrilled to be chosen as one of five districts in the nation to prosecute cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people, or MMIP. According to the State Patrol, as of this week, there are 134 Native people reported missing in the state. 33 girls, 19 boys, 37 women, and 45 men. Jenny Slagle knows that pain intimately. She told Crim TV in Spokane she lost one sister murdered by an ex-boyfriend in 2011.
And then in 2013, my sister Angela went missing, and 2 weeks later, she was found in a ditch.
Indigenous victims represent 5% of unsolved murders in the state, despite Native Americans making up less than 2% of Washington's population. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at some travel times for you. Seattle to Everett to Seattle. Seattle to Tacoma all taking around 30 minutes right now. Tacoma to Seattle taking 35. Tacoma to Olympia. Olympia to Tacoma both taking around 25 minutes. Over on 405, we're still seeing some delays on 405 southbound. Bellevue to Tukwila in 25. Tukwila to Bellevue in just under 20. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
Sunshine throughout the afternoon. Temperatures mid to upper 70s for highs. More marine air is going to move in overnight, so we'll start out in the mid 50s tomorrow and then move on to sunshine. Mid to upper 70s once again on Sunday. Then we do it again and again. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. In the Como Weather Center, Theron's on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio show every Saturday from 2 to 3. I'm here with Marina Rockinger.
Hello.
And one of my favorite veterinarians in the whole world, Dr. Rachel.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Rachel. And hi. Welcome to the show, by the way. And I've been enjoying our conversation about, like, I learned some things about hookworm and parvo and all the fun stuff. But you practice in Fremont, you said?
Yeah. I am the medical director at Fremont Animal Hospital. So.
Okay. And where are you guys located?
We are located right off of Fremont Avenue. Uh-huh. Kind of near...
Right next to Sean O'Donnell's. The Irish pub there.
Perfect. All right. And you know, is Sean O'Donnell's pet friendly? Because if they are
pet friendly, inside and outside.
See, then you can tell your pet, like, hey, listen, we're going to go get a treat, but we got to go to the doctor first. Exactly. You know, just kind of like with kids, right?
And sometimes if we've got to do treatments, we send the owners over to get a treat as well. The Irish pub.
Yes.
Of the liquid nature, right?
That's right.
I love it. Well, welcome to the show. And so anybody in that neighborhood... It's nice to know there's a local animal hospital there.
Yeah, and a lot of my employees, even we all like live in that area.
Oh,
so
nice.
I mean, it's a family for sure.
Love
so
it.
We love having extra people come to our family.
Yeah, I love it. When I ever meet a client out there that goes to Fremont, they're like, I'm their favorite, is what they always say.
I might tell a couple that.
Yeah, it means you're doing
it's
a great
true,
job.
Though. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. Yeah, my own daughter takes her golden retriever puppy down to Fremont Animal Hospital.
He really is my favorite.
Well, great. So before the break, we were talking about dog parks, but I know Marina also has some great questions around other activities that she likes to do with herd shepherds.
Off mic, when we were in commercial break, I was telling you about hiking. Like, I know when I've gone hiking, I always keep my dog on a leash. Mm-hmm. One, because one is a runner. So if I took the dog off leash, forget about it. Yeah, so what are your feelings about, like, when people go hiking, they're like, well, I know my dog. I can call him back. There are other things, I would think, hiking out in nature you'd have to be concerned about.
Yeah. I mean, even if you know your dog, you don't know everybody else's pets, too. So that's number one. I mean, a lot of people will hike with their dogs to give them exercise. And if they're leash reactive or aggressive or anything like that, you know, they're containing their dog. They're working on that training. But if your dog runs up to them... That's rough. And there's a lot of wildlife, right?
Right. So, I think people don't remember that.
There's mountain lions, there's bears, there's all of that stuff. And so your dog is off leash. You have no control of the situation.
Right.
You have no eye contact with them probably half the time. And so I think there's a lot more risk of having things happen. You know, I had somebody whose dog was very good off leash and a bike came around a trail, spooked the dog. He ran off and he was actually missing for 28 days. They actually found him.
What?
Luckily, I mean, obviously we were super worried that it wasn't going to happen, but they found him. But that's probably rare if they're missing that often. And it's one of those things, your dog can be 100% trained, but if something really scares them or something goes running and they need to chase it, you can't stop that.
So at the end of the day, probably keep your dog on the leash.
Unless you're in a fenced in controlled area.
Right.
I know we talked about this on last week's show, but I think it also is a good reminder of microchipping your pet
too.
If they do get lost and they show up and you know, maybe follow another hiker home and they're back to the parking lot with this random dog and they're like, how do I find that owner and that home for that?
I think, because for the longest time, so our dogs basically are in our house. It's two German Shepherds and we don't generally, there's not a situation where they're going to get out away from us. So for the longest time, we didn't keep a collar on them with the tag because it was like, like, well, they're always home with us, mm-hmm. and they're always with us. But now we have the collars on with the tag because our one German Shepherd did get out of the yard one time.
Yeah.
And even though she is microchipped, it was way easier for our neighbor to just call the number and yep. just go, hey, I've got your dog.
Yeah. Okay. And you never know. There's always that one time that something can happen. So mm-hmm. it's better to be safe than sorry in those situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think one other thing that's really important point to bring up too is, because I see this happen all the time, is a lot of our dogs have been kind of couch potatoes for the winter, right? In the
yeah.
spring.
Really?
And then all of a sudden, like yeah. we may have been hitting the treadmill, but yeah. they haven't been. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we go out and we expect them to do a nice 6 mile hike in the
yeah,
woods
right.
or go for a 4 mile run on one mm-hmm. of these beautiful evenings. And they're not in shape.
Yeah. I guess we don't think about that. Because yeah. that's the other thing is I think we think animals are always in shape.
Yeah,
they're animals.
They're
like those dogs. They love to run, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. I always tell people they've got to train up just like we do.
Oh,
so
wow.
if you're going to be doing a 5 mile run.
Cats do what they want.
Well, that's
that's true. That's true. And cats are always in shape, I think, too.
That's true.
So, but, well, maybe not.
A certain shape.
There is a shape,
yes,
I guess.
There is a shape.
The other thing, I know we, you know, worry about the dogs getting loose on the trail, but unfortunately one of the most common things I've seen is dogs actually getting hit by a car
yeah.
in the parking lot.
Ooh, absolutely.
People don't realize they're coming back
right.
to the you know, parking lot, to the facility where they're going to load in, and dogs mm-hmm. running around, and next thing you know somebody else pulls in not paying
yeah.
attention, and so
Ooh.
it's a real hazard, and
yeah.
and to make sure we kind of help manage through
so yet
that,
another
that point
reason
in time.
To keep
yeah.
them on
yeah.
the leash.
Yes.
Lots
yeah.
of things.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I know.
Yeah.
And it's funny cuz like you guys said, it's people go, "Well, I know my dog." Well, like you said, Dr. Rachel, like, but that dog could get spooked in a second.
Exactly.
Great. We're going to go to break now. This is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
Over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Be advised. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Huge factory incentives. Factory rebates this weekend only. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission. Free delivery. Angel of the Winds Arena Everett. Call 833-SPA-SALE. Or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Hi, Bill Yend for Frank Lumber, the Door Store. More and more, customers have been requesting taller doors for homes with taller ceilings. If you've been trying to complete a house package and have found that it doesn't quite fit your budget, it's time to call or visit us in Shoreline. We currently have a large stock of 8-foot-tall alder, hemlock, and maple closeouts in various styles. We also have a large stock of standard height, 1- and 2-panel knotty alder doors for that rustic look. Come visit the store that only sells doors. Also, check us out online at franklumber.com.
Fresh produce is the best produce. That's why at Fred Meyer, we invest in local farmers to bring you the freshest seasonal picks. So no matter how you shop, your local produce always tastes 100% fresh, or you get a 100% refund, guaranteed. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Our summer freshival continues with USDA Choice Boneless Top Sirloin Steaks. Just $6.99 a pound in the value pack with your card. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CARA Veterinary.com.
Radio.
traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Montlake Terrace, a collision on I-5 southbound just south of exit 179 to 220th Street is blocking the right lane. We're seeing some minor delays as a result. Everett to Seattle on southbound 5, taking around 35 minutes right now. Linwood to Seattle on southbound 5, taking around 25. If you go northbound Seattle to Everett, that drive's taking you around 30 minutes right now. Our next door is with traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio's pet show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3. My name's Peter Brown. I'm a veterinarian, owner of Cara Veterinary, a group of 10 veterinary hospitals here in the Pacific Northwest. Today, I have with us a great veterinarian, our medical director at Fremont Animal Hospital, Dr. Rachel Loesch, and Marina Rockinger is with us to help guide us through, because This is only our second show.
But you guys are like pros. And Rachel was really nervous when she walked in, and she's got this. It's all good.
I knew she'd be a pro. That's the reason I invited her to come on.
But I've been enjoying the conversation about, like, we were talking about taking a dog to a dog park and taking dogs off leash and all the hazards that can come with both of those things.
Yeah, and I think before we even, and we're going to talk about some more hazards that you can come across, but I do want to emphasize the importance of this, of what this does for your dog's mentality, their physical health. Get out there.
Sometimes
there could be this whole fear of all the bad things that could happen. There's a lot more joy and good things that happen. Be out there. And for me, years ago, I was training for a marathon and actually trained alongside my golden retriever. And we ran 20 miles together in the training runs.
What
an amazing experience to do that. And so I highly recommend getting out there. And don't want any of our discussion today to scare you away from anything.
The big thing is just being aware of the risks so that you can be prepared for them and kind of prevent them while you're enjoying the outdoors. You're getting good physical exercise. You're getting good mental stimulation for yourself and your pet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, When we're thinking about hazards, what are some of the things, Rachel, and specifically with the water, right? I mean, we're blessed with amazing water, whether it's the Puget Sound or Lake Washington or mountain streams and lakes. What are some of the concerns you have with, you know, your dog being exposed to the water out there?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are a couple of things that they can certainly catch or pick up from those situations. Some of the infectious things, Giardia is a parasite they can pick up from the water.
Just like we can.
Like we can, exactly.
And that's kind of called beaver fever, I think I've heard it called before.
And usually that's going to cause diarrhea. Usually they're not going to feel well, and they've got to have treatment. Leptospirosis is another thing. It's from the wildlife urine, so it ends up in stagnant water, puddles, ponds, all that stuff. And so your dogs are drinking it. They can pick that up. It can cause kidney disease and kidney failure. It can be passed out of the urine to people. It's a pretty dangerous disease, and we certainly have standing water in this area. Pretty year-round, maybe not in like 1 month in the summer. So it's something, and there is a vaccine for it. So luckily, there is something that we can do to protect these kids. And honestly, you can actually get that even just out and about in cities, because you certainly have rats and raccoons and all of those animals. And so puddles and things like that around there, it's a smart vaccine to get in an area like this.
Yeah, I was recently reading a article about New York City. And you're thinking, well, there's not a lot of standing water in New York City, but it has one of the highest incidence of lepto.
Yeah.
And it's really from the rodents urinating on the lawn. There's a little moisture. It could be just the dew. The pet steps in on the lawn, you know, when they go out, lick their paw, and that's how they end up getting it.
Oh, that's how quickly it can be transferred. So I was just thinking the dog would be licking some water out of a puddle, but it could also be transferred on their paws
if they get it on there. Yeah.
And obviously they lick everything.
Yeah, they do.
It is something that's easy for them to pick up.
So that vaccine is an annual vaccine, Marina, too, like we talked about before. It is something that we highly recommend. The Pacific Northwest does have one of the highest incidence of lepto.
Really?
Once again, we have a lot of moisture.
Yeah,
as great a place as this is to live, we do have a lot of water around.
And, you know, you were talking about wildlife, but like you said, like I live in a neighborhood that has a lot of raccoons and it has other types of wildlife, if you will, not necessarily from being out in the mountains. So that's a good point to make. Raccoons could come to your yard and you wouldn't even realize it.
Correct. Yeah, it's not necessarily just the bears and the cougars that are out there. There's the urban wildlife that we all have, too.
That makes sense.
And unfortunately, it's a disease that by the time you diagnose it, it is pretty far along, and it can be deadly. So, yeah, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Definitely one of those ones, like most diseases, you'd much rather prevent it than treat it.
100%.
For sure, under that too.
Yeah.
I know one other concern, and I've seen this, and thankfully not very often in my career, but is the algae in some of these areas. And so how would you know, we all see swimming beaches that are closed because of algae. Mm-hmm. How do you approach that from your dog standpoint?
Yeah, so there's actually a website. You can look up the reports. So you can kind of see where it's been reported. Obviously, always being cautious anyway, but it's nwtoxicalgae.org. Okay. And it's a really good resource to be able to kind of look that up and be aware. You know, I think move water that's fresh or moving is going to be less likely to have some of that as well. Mm-hmm. So I always try to look that up. If I know I'm going to a place that has water where my dogs might be wading around, my dogs are not swimmers, but they wade, they wade and drink. trying to be careful about it that way.
So you would say that if it's dangerous for us to swim, we really shouldn't be letting our pets in there too,
100%,
right?
Yeah. I mean, along the same lines, there's other things other than just algae. Like I see dogs get skin infections and eye infections from swimming in kind of nasty water. And so making sure you're like bathing your dog after they're in that water, making sure that they're kind of cleaning them as well so that that's not causing a problem also.
I also do that after salt water too, because of how much that dries their skin out too. And so what are some of the other hazards you see out there in the woods when you're up there on a hike and that you're concerned about, whether it's a urban hike here within Seattle or whether it's up in the hills?
Yeah, I mean, one extra thing just about the water, I would say, is know your dog. So, like, if you've got a little short-faced dog, they probably aren't going to be great swimmers, right? Okay. So, I mean, having a life jacket, having booties so they're not hurting their feet on rocks and things like that. If your dog's not a swimmer, don't make them a swimmer. It's okay.
Right.
So just being aware of that stuff. And then kind of back to our hiking conversation, I would say, being aware of the other people and other animals in the area. You know, you've got dogs that are reactive on leashes and things like that. So don't assume that everybody's happy to meet everybody. Right. I think just having, you know, treats available so you can really positively reinforce your pet for staying with you, focusing on you, doing that kind of stuff helps as well.
Right. Yeah, I think one other area that is, and we could certainly devote a whole show to this if we needed to, but or wanted to, is around all the things that we see hazards out there, like the drug paraphernalia that's out there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
As I love to hike around this beautiful city of Seattle, unfortunately, you see some things. And I think it's important to remind everybody that these things that are dangerous for our children, that are dangerous for us, are also very dangerous to our pets, too. And so be careful, be aware, keep that leash close, be aware because they're going to come sniff things, right?
Yeah, they're going to probably eat it before you even see what it was.
Yeah, a lot of dogs are sneaky and they can do it quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and over the years, I've seen plenty of things like even cannabis toxicities over the years and partly because their weight is so much smaller that they're much more sensitive to things just because of a pure size.
Yeah. So, Peter, you were talking about like walking around our city and perhaps a dog encountering that. But, you know, in a lot of homes, too, whether it's drug use like that type of drug use you're talking about or just cannabis use, like, you know, because that's way more prevalent now because of the legality of it. So what are some of the symptoms, for example, with marijuana use? Like what do you see in a dog that's consumed some of that?
Yeah, usually they'll be kind of out of it. A lot of times they'll have kind of twitching muscles. They'll be incontinent, so they'll pee a little bit. Sound sensitivities, so they're more reactive to sounds when they hear them. So a lot of times people just notice that they're kind of off and kind of like wobbly, kind of like a little drunk seeming almost.
So is it just like time? What is that all that really?
A lot of times we do a little bit of supportive care type things, and then time is important. Yeah,
you just have to get through this.
Yeah, if they had just eaten it, and depending on how it came up, sometimes we'll make them throw it up as well. If they're already showing symptoms, that's a little harder. But if you see your dog pick something up, call your vet, because if you can get them in right away, a lot of times we can make them throw it up. We can prevent all of that stuff from happening.
And right, so before it has a chance to get in the system.
And I feel like cannabis, like you get food, brownies, things like that, and chocolate is another worry. So you get like a double
so
hit with
chocolate, weed, brownies. Keep those away from your dog.
Put that stuff up high.
And unfortunately, that's a very common.
Very, right? It is.
The dog's eating it because it's a plate of brownies.
Yeah, right. And delicious.
Yeah. And so what about some of the harder drugs that we were talking about? Like, what are the, I mean, obviously there would be some very evident behavioral issues that you would notice right away. Like, what kinds of things have you seen? Or have you? Hopefully you haven't.
I mean, I've seen a wide variety.
Have you?
Sometimes we don't know, and we're really dependent on the owner actually telling us. Mm-hmm. And so...
admitting to it.
Yeah, and admitting to it. And it is tough, but we're not...
You're not the cops.
No,
yeah,
you're not the cops.
You just
want to
help the animal. You just want to save the animal.
We have a much better chance of saving the animal if somebody's really honest about this. We're not judging, but we need that. And time is so critical.
Yeah.
And we don't have access to all these different drug testing kits.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Like, well, can't you just do a blood test? It was like, well, we don't know what they consume.
It's really difficult unless we know. And there are some tests out there for marijuana just because that's the most common that we see.
Right.
But, you know, I'm... thankfully, and I should be knocking on wood right now, I've not seen like a fentanyl, but I'm sure that that's happened.
So what if it does happen? Is there, do you have, like, you know, humans can, you can use Narcan on a human. Can you use Narcan on an animal?
Yes, you definitely can.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the same reaction, animals, our dogs and cats are mammals, just like we are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they typically react very similar to the drugs, and also the antidotes are very similar.
Okay.
So certainly work with your local veterinarian on, you know, dosage, is this safe for my pet, and really go through all of that. But, and, you know, we can't prescribe medications on this show here, but, you know, certainly talk to your local veterinarian about it, especially if you're living in a, in an urban environment or an environment where the risk is higher. So, Rachel, we've talked a lot about dogs, but as a proud owner of three amazing cats.
That's right. We've only been focusing on
that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are some things that maybe you've seen some of your clients do with their cats in the outdoors, and just some thoughts on that.
Yeah. So, good example. One of my assistants, actually, she walks her cat every day. So, you can train your cat just like a dog. It's easier if they're younger, but you can train them to use a harness and a leash, and all the same stuff applies. You know, you can take them on hikes. I've got friends back in Wisconsin who have adventure cats. They go hiking in the mountains and do all of that stuff, and it's fun, and it's great for them to get exercise, so they're not sitting inside all the time. They're getting that mental stimulation they need, so it's awesome for cats, too.
So do you need to take a lot of the same, like, precautions with vaccines and things like that?
Yeah. Okay. You definitely still want to vaccinate them, have them on a preventative to make sure they're not getting intestinal parasites or fleas or ticks or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And doing all of that is going to help keep them a little safer. And obviously, again, just like dogs, know your cat. If your cat's terrified of being outside, then it's not fun.
Right.
If your cat's an adventure cat, cool. Then you can teach them to do that.
Yeah. And I would start young with them. I think that usually is helpful on there. And I know earlier we'd mentioned about the shape of your cat. but this is one of the few areas we have to help with that.
Yeah.
We're going to be jumping to break here in a minute. We'll kind of wrap things up. But really want to thank both Dr. Loesch with me today, as well as Marina. This is Pause and Listen. We'll be back in a moment.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What happens if the premiums get too expensive and I can't afford my long-term care insurance? You know, this is one of the biggest concerns for people considering long-term care planning. Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. It seems like everyone who has had a long-term care insurance plan has been faced with a premium increase along the way. But the truth is, things have changed over the last few years, and we now have plans with guaranteed level payments. You also have single pay and limited pay options, so you don't have to pay into your plan forever. If you have a question information for us, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan. Sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join us Saturdays and Sundays at noon on KVI for Long-Term Care Radio. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com.
The next 525 Advisors webinars are 8 a.m. Saturday, July 15th and 3 p.m. Thursday, July 20th. Get details and sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Just click the Attend a Webinar tab at the top of the homepage.
News Radio Traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Montlake Terrace, an earlier collision on I-5 southbound just south of 220th Street that was blocking the right lane has been cleared. However, just north of there, still on I-5 southbound just south of 196th Street, there's another collision that is blocking the right lane. So we're continuing to see some minor delays there. Everett to Seattle taking around 50 minutes right now. Seattle to Everett in 25. Our next Northwest traffic at 304. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown, owner of Cara Veterinary. And you're listening to Northwest News Radio's newest show, 2 to 3, every Saturday. Today, we have with us Marina Rockinger and Hello. One of my veterinarians from the Fremont Animal Hospital, Dr. Rachel Loesch.
She's Hi, everybody. Amazing.
Yeah, she is. This is her first time on the radio.
Oh, man. So. You've done great, Rachel. Yeah. And it's like, I've learned so much from the both of you just standing here. It's
good.
Like,
that's what we're here notes. For.
Yeah, so we've talked about a lot of different mm-hmm. things today about, you know, getting out and being active with your pet, your dog or your cat, out in this beautiful Pacific mm-hmm. Northwest. I mean, we're blessed to live in the most beautiful place in the world.
Absolutely.
We're surrounded by great mountains, a beautiful city with tons of opportunities right here, right next to where I'm standing, as well as getting out into the water. And so I really encourage you to get out there and to be involved, but take some precautions.
So I have a couple questions for you guys. So we've been talking mostly about dogs. Then we did bring up cats in the mm-hmm. last segment about how you can get the cats out if they're used to it or they're young enough, you get them used to a harness. But have either of you ever seen other animals that people take out and about?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, like what kind of animals?
So I spend quite a bit of time on Woodby Island. It's uh-huh. my little special place. And every morning out there, there's this lady out there riding her horse on the Tidal Flats.
Oh, nice.
And what an amazing experience that she has. Another one I just saw yesterday or on Saturday, we were doing an open house to our Bellingham facility, Village Veterinary Hospital. We have a hospital or veterinary hospital up there. And this 12, 13-year-old girl came in with her duck. And carrying her duck.
So amazing.
There's certainly a variety yeah. of animals out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Rachel, what else have you seen?
I just saw the other day when I was walking my dogs right here in Fremont, I saw somebody with her two little parakeets on her shoulders and they were walking around.
Parakeets.
So,
yeah. That's awesome.
You
that's
be
incredible.
A little careful with birds in case yes. they're going to fly away, but she liked it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, Marina, have you ever taken other animals besides
no,
your dogs?
I'm not that interesting. I have German Shepherds, and we used to have cats. We have had many cats in our past, and then when we got the German Shepherds and then decided to, like, yeah, we got to just focus on these dogs because it was yeah. it was a lot to
yeah.
focus on.
Yeah.
But no, I can honestly say I've never owned any other type of animal. Have you?
You know, I've owned goats, and okay. I've owned cows,
yeah,
and I've owned horses, so we've had a variety, and my yeah. kids did 4-H with the goats.
Oh, fun.
And it was a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, so. Maybe sometime we could talk about that type of animal
for
ownership.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Llamas,
yeah.
alpacas, you know, emus.
Wow, there is a lot. I've worked on just about all of them so
really?
Over the years.
Oh,
yes,
that's funny.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect. Well, this has been really fun today, and I really want to thank Rachel for joining me today.
Yeah. And again, where can we find Rachel? Where can we find you?
I am at Fremont Animal Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how located right in the heart of Fremont.
Right, yeah, so Fremont, right near Sean O'Donnell's Irish Pub.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
And, you know, go to Pause and Listen.
Landing
page.
Go to the website.
Go to the website, caraveterinary.com.
Yep.
And you can also email us questions at pause@caraveterinary.com for future shows. And thank you again for both being with us today
and for
everybody joining us here on Saturday afternoon.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet. of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And